was that learned? Elotes Vavlitzvilosa. Only 15 days means after she went to the mikvah. Shehem, which is really Chav Beis L'Riyosa, really it's the 22nd day from the last time she saw a period. So that after the Yemei Ziva. Therefore, she was conveyed a vest. And now, Vashinsa, she changed L'Yoyim Chav Zayin. When she switched now to the 20th day, really means the 27th day from the last time she saw Renida. And so, V'chiyahadri V'yosi, when we come to be afraid now again for the 15th day, V'chiyahadri V'yosi Esam V'tati Kaim Allah V'tach Yimei Zivosa. Really, if we be afraid now for 15 days later, it's come out in the middle of Yimei Zivosa. And still it says in the Mishnah, Zeh V'zeh Asurim, both of them are also. Is Alma, what do we say? The Chashinullah, we are afraid. So how many here was like this? So what happened this month was, instead of seeing the 15th day, she did not see them, but she saw the 20th day. So it says the next period now, she has to still be afraid for the 15th day, and for the 20th day. Now the Hav Minhag is, when do we start counting? Not from the 20th day that she saw right now, but we start counting from the 15th day that she was supposed to see. See, if you can start counting from the 15th day that she was supposed to see, then it comes out the next time Yechoshia for that Veset of Yom Chof comes out Yemei Zivosa. So Kopodim, we see that if you do see Yemei Zivosa, you have to be afraid for it. At least one time you have to be afraid for it. So you see Yuach HaShinan. So Mara says, no, there's no Raya. The Mara says, I'll tell you, Amalei Rav Huna, brethren of Yeshua, the Rav Papa, Mimai, who told you that? That again, when she skipped the 20th day, the next time you start counting from the 15th day that she should have seen. Who told you that? Dilmano Esrin Vitarta Nami me Esrin Vizayin Minyonin. That you have to count another 22 days, we don't start counting from the 15th day that she was supposed to see, but we start counting from the 20th day that she did see. That's the pshat. There's Dilma Esrin Vitarta Nami, even 22 days that you count, is me Esrin Vizayin Minyonin from the last time that she saw. The last time she saw, the 20th day really means the 27th day from a period. So that's the way you start counting from. Not the day she was supposed to see, but the day she actually saw. If so, then it comes out good. When you start counting again, in another 22 days, it only comes out in the middle of Yemei Nedusa. That's why we're afraid for a vested even Sheni Kavua. But it could be if she sees during the Yemei Ziva, even one time, it would not be a Cheshen. She don't have to be afraid. It's not a vest at all. The Gemara says, really, I'll tell you, the Hochi Nami Mestav, this is for us like this. Why? Because Dila, Tiamach, Vidak, Mestav, like this. I'll think another proof also. What's going to be Hayatanagota, this hen? The Ram Yer, how she lays eggs is like this. The Ram Yer Yoyma, usually one day she lays an egg. The Kav Shiyom, the next day she takes off, no eggs. The Ram Yer Yoyma, the third day she usually lays an egg. The Kav Shiyom, the fourth day she takes no egg. And then what happens all of a sudden now, the Kovsha Tre Yomei, instead of seeing now the fifth day, she took off the 50 also she did not see. And then Vurom Yechad Yoma, then she does see the sixth day now she saw. And so what are you going to tell me now? That the Hadre Nocta Kulakame Nocta, when you say she goes back to regular cycle now, the same, to miss a day, and yes, no, yes, do you say she goes back to original one? In other words, now she saw 2 days in a row. So do you say now the next day is going to be a day that she's not going to see? Or do you say no, go back to the way she saw right now? So it says, Ki Hodra Nakta, when she goes back to a schedule again, Klakame Nakta, did she go back to schedule now? Because now what happened was the fourth and fifth day she skipped. So the sixth day she sees. So do we say now the seventh day she's going to see also? Or do you say, no, go back to the original way, the way she's supposed to, that she's supposed to skip this day? Or you can be covered that day. And just say, no, go back to the original way, one yes, one no, one yes, one no. Is that koch, isn't this for her to say, kamei nokte? That even though she skipped 2 days, okay, she skipped a day. But now the next day, we're going to say she is going to see. And the following day, no, the following day, yes. So how do we go? We continue on from the way she sees right now. And we don't go bust and say the way she should have seen. So the same story here by Nidra also, that even though one period she skipped now to the 20th day, we don't start counting now what would have been if she would have saw the 15th, but we continue onwards now. From the way she saw another 20th, it's like another 22 days, another 20 days from this day now. And so the vest that comes out during the Yemei Nidus, which is Kaveya vest, and not during the Yemei Zivosa. So you have no proof that it will be by Yemei Zivosa. Oh, Malay, but Papa says like this. That's what Rosh Lakish said. That Isha Kavas Laveses Petach Yemei Zivosa. Anisha could be Kaveya vest during the days of Ziva, means during these 11 days. But he says, Loshen V'yanisha Kavas Laves Petach Yemei Nidusa. But Anisha cannot be Kaveya vest during the day she could become a Nida. We'll soon see what that means. Of course, that's just the opposite of what we're saying. And Rabbi Yechlin says, though, that Isha Kavas Laves Petach Yemei Nidusa. No. Anisha could be Kaveya vest during the main Nidosa. His Hechadim, what's the case talking about? Love isn't talking about Kagoin the Chazoi Resh Yachar. Isha saw on Rosh Chodesh her period. The Chamisha Biyachar. Then she saw 5 days later again. And then the next month again, Resh Yachar. She saw on Rosh Chodesh. The Chamisha Biyachar. The 5th day of the Chodesh she saw again. Perhaps to the 3rd month, Chazoi the Chamisha Biyachar. The 3rd month she did not see on Rosh Chodesh, she only saw on the 5th day of the month. So that's the Shali, she Kaveya Vesna Kavua for the 5th day of the month. Okomi, you're telling me now, Isha Kavas La Vesna Zbatach Yemeni Dusa, yes. Even though the first 2 times she saw on the 5th day of the month, it was in the middle of Yemei Nidus, because she already saw Rosh Chodesh, she was a Nida ready. But so what? Since now the last 3 months she saw on the 5th day of the Chodesh, she's Kaveya Vest for the 5th day of the Chodesh. Alma, what do we see? Me'reish Yarchem in Yonin, that we start counting from Rosh Chodesh. We counted that the first 2 months is the period started on Rosh Chodesh, and then she goes what to the 5th. So also we start counting from Rosh Chodesh, we see. As you continue onwards, and that the way she was supposed to see. Alma, he said back to them, Loi, that's not the Pshat over here. So, I mean, what you see, according to Rosh Lakish, she's not going to have a vest. Why? Because it's called Yemei Nidus. She saw it the last 2 times during Yemei Nidus. So, how many is even this 3rd time also we consider like she's seeing in the middle of Yemei Nidus? Meaning to say, this 3rd month, even though she didn't see in Rosh Chodesh, but we consider as if she saw in Rosh Chodesh. And that's why, according to Rosh Lakish, she's not being Kaveya vest, because it's called Aria during Yemei Nidus. So, we see, even though she didn't really see in Rosh Chodesh, we consider as if she did see. So not like we were saying before. So Mar says, no, Amalei, Hochi Yom Rabbi, this is what Rabbi Yechon meant to say. The case is like this, Kagoyin de Chazoi Reishi Archo. She saw on Rosh Chodesh. For Reishi Archo, and then she saw again on Rosh Chodesh. And then what happened was, V'yesmu Mechamisha, on the 2nd month, she saw again the 25th day of the Chodesh. For Reishi Archo, and then in the beginning of the 3rd month, again she saw on Rosh Chodesh. So this is the case that she saw 3 times on Rosh Chodesh. So their meaning, we say here, that the May Yisrehu Tistustabo. There's extra dam that came out, and as we say, really, she's Kaveya Vest for Rosh Chodesh. I, this last month, after she saw the 25th day of the month, the Pshat, that's like extra dam. That's not really a dam that's supposed to come, it's only extra dam. But really, we say what? The Ika Vest that is on Rosh Chodesh, and the extra she's being Kaveya Vest for Rosh Chodesh. The same thing to Yosef Ravim Mechonachusi, all the people come down from the Yam, Amru Karafuna Bredim Shul. They also sound like this. Now, that's the case we're talking about. Like Rashi says, going to Chazoi Trezim the Breshiach, or Pam Shlishes the Chofei, or Vispros Chodesh, Debelei Hach, Rias the Besraisom, She Shlishes the Rias Rosh Chodesh, Turkey Menidusa. Mamish, She Need the Miyam Chofei. Shemachu called it Tochi Menedusa. Tonido, the chit she saw the 25th day of the month. So really, on Rosh Chodesh, she's a Nida. The time of my habit, why she became a vest here? Urcha b'hochish niftach meinu mishum yom ha'ach ri the Rosh Chodesh riyosa vestasi. We say really the Rosh Chodesh is the vest. I thought that she saw a little bit before. That's only dom yisayu netusav bo. So that's the pshat over here. So here it could be known that whenever she, even though she's supposed to see, if she did not see that day, we never include that day. That day is out of the picture. We always only count from the last time she saw a dam. That's halacha. Whenever you convey a vest, it's only from the last time she did see. And from that point onwards, we're cheshit for a vest. You have in halacha b'nei skusim. Yeah?